There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the time during the week when we are happy to have Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, on board to go through the top stories, the top topics, the items of interest, it would seem, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. So we have the top 10 stories, and then we'll have Michael list out the people, and we'll talk about the items that have appeared in Talkers Magazine and the things you've been listening to this week, their relativity, how the hosts are handling it, and also a review of the Heavy 100, a lot of conversation about the Talkers list of the Heavy 100. Last week we talked about it because the list had just come out. I'm betting Michael has some pretty interesting stories. I'm looking around and seeing how some of the political websites handle the information, like Politico.com. I thought that was kind of an interesting read. So we'll get to that. That's a preview of what's coming up during this hour. It's never really quite clear to me when we get started, Michael, where we're going to go. But that was really the intention here, because we want it to seem like it's a talk program, and it is.
Don't you think we should script this show from now on?
Oh, you think? That'll work, of course.
Yeah. Well, the only part that is scripted is the list in front of me. After that, I'm on my own.
Yes, you are.
Here's the list. Let me read. Okay. I shall read the list.
You shall read the list.
At number 10 on the stories of the week, we have the final four. And we also have the Major League Baseball season is going to open. And I can't help but think about how much that meant to me when I was a kid. It doesn't mean as much now. But when I was a kid, just the thought of baseball starting in those cold northeastern winters. And it was, you know, the promise of excitement and spring and summer to come. At number 9, we have the death of Cynthia Lennon. At number 8, California drought worsens. At number 7, the Boston Marathon bombing trial. At number 6, Comedy Central's Trevor Noah flap. At number 5, Hillary Clinton's email probe. At number 4, the 2016 presidential prospects jockeying for position. At number 3, the horrific German Wings Flight 9525 story and investigation. At number 2, the Iran nukes negotiations, huge story. And equally huge, if not huger, at number 1, the Religious Freedom Act controversy. So this has been, you know, talk about items of interest, a very interesting week. The people on our survey most talked about: Cynthia Lennon at 10, Zakhar Tsarnaev at number 9, Trevor Noah and John Stewart at 8, Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren at 7. At number 6, we have Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and Ted Cruz. At number 5, Andreas Libitz. At number 4, Ayatollah Khamenei. At number 3, John Kerry. Number 2, Mike Pence. At number 1 is Barack Obama, not The Rock Obama.
That's interesting. You're talking about two different
Night Live routine, but you know, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is just one talented guy. I got to tell you.
Yeah,
he's really something.
Well, he's learned how. He's also a wonderful guy. I've had him on a couple times in my Good Day program during the week.
Really?
A wonderful. Yeah, he's a very smooth guy, but he's very thoughtful. There are a couple of people. You know how this works. You have people that work with you that are guests for various reasons that are important and would be good to hear. So you know what it's like dealing with hosts and guests. And oftentimes there's an intermediary. There are people that set up the there's a producer of sometimes a series of interviews that are done by various stars. And sometimes what you get out of them is a bunch of baloney. I remember interviewing somebody who I will not name because I'm not in the business to be a jerk or to make people out to being jerks. But it was just, well, actually, now that I think about it, it didn't end badly, so I'll tell you who it was. It was Martin Short, who was here to plug his book 6 months or so ago, I think. And he was just totally gone. He wasn't there. He was phoning it in, literally. And so I said to him about 2 minutes in, "What kind of a car do you drive?" Mm-hmm. And he kind of stopped. And I think I told you this before. As a matter of fact, now I'm thinking about how it turned the whole thing around. So when it comes to people like that, you have to work at it a little harder. I will tell you that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, came on, was affable. What can I do to help you before we went on the air? Make sure, you know, what do you want to talk to me about? How about you suggest this? But he was just, you could tell by listening to his voice, he was really into what he was doing. And that indicates to me that people love what they're doing. And I think he does. He's been very successful, made tens of millions of dollars over the past two or three years, trading on his notoriety as a wrestler, right? Isn't it amazing how that's a training ground in a way?
Well, wrestling requires, I don't even know how they find so many good guys at that.
Yeah.
Because one, it requires enormous physical ability.
Yeah.
Two, it requires enormous speaking ability.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be able to speak extemporaneously and comedically and dramatically on the level of the finest actors, in addition to being in incredible shape. Third, it requires a kind of steel will, because you're going to get hurt and you're going to have to perform while injured. Mm-hmm. Some of them die very young. So it so look at the three qualities. One, you have to have physical skill. Two, you have to have acting and speaking skill. And three, you have to have the will to face pain. Those three things. Then four, you've got to be egotistical, but you also have to be a team player, because sometimes you have to lose, and sometimes you have to give up a championship, and sometimes you have to play a bad guy, and then you have to play a good guy, and then a bad guy. I don't know how that world operates. So when you get a guy like Dwayne Johnson, who comes out of nowhere and rises to the top in that field with a character that he created called The Rock, and then is able to show other sides of his personality that are a complete, 180 degrees from it, and maintain credibility for all of them, from comedy to drama, this is a very special guy.
Wow, you're very passionate about him. It sounds like you know him well.
I don't know him at all. I never met him.
Really?
I see what it takes to do what he does.
Yeah.
But I also see that in a lot of other professional wrestlers. The shame of it is how many of these people are dying disproportionate to the number of people in the game.
Yeah.
It's a crisis, and it's a scandal how many are dying at way too young an age,
well,
directly due to that profession.
There are a lot of people, Michael, who look at this. This is like football, the same kind of thing. And there are a lot of drugs involved, painkillers, people get addicted to drugs. That, I think, is part of what you're talking about, isn't it? The number of people who die as... I know I interviewed China. What's her name? Joni, last name begins with an L. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I remember her, yeah.
And she had been hooked on drugs and then that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pretty much fell apart. I think I talked to her when she was doing a television program she was promoting... I don't even remember, it's been 3-4 years, but I just remember listening to her and her slurred speech and just sounding like she was ruined for life.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And
I mean, when you see women doing these maneuvers, and I don't mean to be, sexist, but, men have at least a history that goes way back of being professional wrestlers. Women do it now, and they do these moves that are extremely brutal, and they do it very well.
Yeah,
whatever well is.
Yeah.
And you wonder how they can hold up,
mm-hmm.
how anybody can hold up.
Yeah.
These people fly from 25-foot ladders and land on their back.
Oh, my God, it's awful. Yeah, all right.
I mean it's amazing. Some of the stories about these wrestlers, they've had many, many broken bones, punctured spleens, punctured lungs.
Yeah.
They've worked in the ring with broken bones, excruciating pain, have to take painkillers. Some of them went through the steroid period, and that did them in. One fellow died in a stunt, Owen Hart.
I remember that.
Died in a stunt where he came in on a lift and it fell, and he fell to his death.
Yep. Yeah.
It's an amazing field, and it just is. So when you see a guy like Dwayne Johnson come through with nary a scratch on his face and makes it as a movie actor and a TV comedian, plays the part of sensitive roles, is able to switch into the Rock role, which is this angry, seething guy,
right.
And it's all good fun, it's all drama, but it's fake, but it's also very real.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting and astonishing way of looking at it. Very provocative in describing that. Again, I feel it's like football and wrestling and boxing and all that other stuff. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL's signature sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful cordless vacuum on the market today and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with 2 cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing, and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500-sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were talking about the dangers of wrestling, thinking about people who are easy to talk to. Another person that I find who's like that is Donny Osmond. Here's another genuine person who really cares, is very good at what he does, great performer, but I found him to be someone that I would like to talk to anytime, frankly.
Never had the chance to meet Donny Osmond. And from what I gather, he's survived being a childhood star and going on to, you know, being certainly he's kind of iconic, isn't he? I mean,
he's
been in the Osmond family.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely. He is.
I mean, he'll never have to worry about making a living, will he?
No, but I don't think they have to work anymore, any of them. But they definitely like what they're doing. I saw him in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and he and his sister together performing wonderfully. It was a wholesome program. It was fun. It was perfect for the audience that was there, frankly. I want to extend one more moment or two for us to stay in this vein. I want to talk about this Trevor Noah. I always sound like a New England. Trevor Noah, who is from Comedy Central replacing Jon Stewart. Questions about him and what the audience may think about him. Talk radio is all over him. Let's get to that in a matter of moments as we continue our overview of what's going on conversationally in the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here.
It's Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Let's keep going now. We can't hit a moving target, Michael. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Number six issue or story this week on the Talk Radio Review focuses on this fellow, Trevor Noah, who is one of these people. I don't like to be judgmental, so maybe I should just keep my comments to myself, although supposedly that's what we're supposed to do, isn't it, on Talk Radio programs, is have an opinion, and my opinion of him is that he is nothing like Jon Stewart, and that unless he surprises everybody, and I hope he does, because I wish him well, I see nothing. It's vapid. What I hear, what I see, what I read, I listen to three or four bits and pieces that he did. I don't get why we can't come up with some Americans, and I don't mean to sound like a Jerkelberger, but you got this new guy on the CBS Late Night Show who's an Englishman, and he's okay, funny-wise, from me, my perspective, maybe, I don't see a darn thing about this Trevor Noah that's funny or amusing, Michael.
That's what a lot of people feel, and you know what it's bringing to light is understanding the nature of satire and the nature of comedy. I mean, we're all for free speech, but we're also for responsibility for free speech, and also you know, free speech doesn't guarantee you that the Comedy Central has to hire you and keep you on.
No.
And the people have to like you. But satire is a funny thing. I don't mean that sounds funny. Of course, it's supposed to be a funny thing. It's a strange thing. It's complicated. And just being controversial, just being nasty or acidic does not mean you're talented. There's a very fine line between having the audience feel comfortable with your satire or standing up to power, or turning the audience into a mob that's bullying the helpless or the persecuted. And he doesn't seem to understand that balance. Also, he's filling big shoes. Jon Stewart was just perfect for that role.
Yeah.
And in all corporate things, they always try to replace something with something that isn't quite necessarily why the thing was successful, but they think it is. And probably the powers that be there don't understand what it was about Jon Stewart that made him so effective in that role.
His audience understands it, And I don't think the audience, I would tell you, both my children, and I'll bet you your son as well, because he's in the same age bracket as my children, are appreciative of Stewart and got much of, they would tell you, much of the news that they absorbed was from the Daily Show. And I would think that would be true of a lot of people who are in that generation. And so this guy doesn't have, I don't know, I'm giving him way too much ink and time, probably. It just, it irks me to listen to some of the stuff that he's done that isn't funny. And to think that this, as you've suggested correctly, Stewart's an icon. That show is iconoclastic. And there's a responsibility, if they want to, it's their business. But, you know, the people who are watchers of that show are very loyal. And they have learned a great deal. I don't know what this guy, given his experience quotient, is really going to bring to the table that we're going to learn from.
Well, they may never bring anything to the table. It might have been one of those things that was in its place and time, revolving around the right guy to be the host and deliver the message.
Right.
Now, let's give credit where credit is due. Stewart didn't write the show. Stewart didn't create every aspect of it. Stewart was a main component in a complicated team of people that did different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not that it can't be continued, but when you lose somebody like Stewart, and again, it's corporate, you can lose, you know, you can't capture the lightning in a bottle sometimes again.
Yeah.
And the comedy, you know, the Daily Show as we used to know it, may be a thing that will never be replicated, duplicated, or continued.
Yeah, I mean, the same could be said probably for Saturday Night Live. It's not the same show it was that you and I grew up on. And I'm not a couple of old codgers here. Those were the good old days. But it just doesn't resonate with us. And maybe we're not the people that they're going after. Michael Harrison, we're going after the talk radio listeners, talk radio audience, with our talk radio countdown show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison continues as the powerful persona behind Talkers Magazine with a good staff. They review the items, the issues of the week, listen to a lot of talk radio programs and stations, and thus what goes on at Talkers.com is the production of this magazine every week, all the information that applies or pertains to the world of news talk radio. Michael and his staff are vigilant, and so every week it's a big job to come up with these 10 lists and more lists. One of the things that's gotten a great deal of attention in the news media has been your annual publication of the 100, you call them the heavy 100, the 100 supposedly most listened to or important.
Most important. It's very important that we say most important.
Yeah. Explain again how that works, would you? Because I don't know that I always do it.
Well, this is not a ratings list, and nor is this a list of what we think are best. Best is very subjective. Ratings are very empirical and quantitative. This is a qualitative list. This is a list of what the editors of Talkers Magazine, with input from industry leaders, think are the most important talk show hosts in America, and that's based upon a premise, the premise being that talk radio is important. If talk radio was not important, if it was like, you know, music radio, which is less important, in my opinion, than talk radio, because talk radio touches people, it moves people, it moves movements, it moves mountains, it elects people, it unelects people, it has a voice in the course of human events. That being said, as long as it's important, the people who practice it are important to the country, and they're important to the industry because it's host-driven. It's not a thing that can be manufactured by a corporation or a machine. So that being said, we take all these different things into account and try to come up with a list with various factors. It's all listed on the website, but everything from ratings to longevity to courage to originality to uniqueness, all kinds of criteria go into it, and we come up with this list. Obviously, it's resonated because it's been going for 20 years, and it's widely accepted and adhered to as being one of the most important lists in the media. And, boy, I've got to tell you, it is a heck of a responsibility and a tremendous amount of pressure that we go through every year to do it as best we can.
Well, you have, I'm looking at some, input from various sites that are connected to the world of political talk radio anyway, and that's part of what News Talk Radio is about, so-called political talk radio in some circles, but talkers and the overview here is far broader than that. But you get online, like Politico.com, because the list is, as they describe it, full of right-wing hosts like Limbaugh and Hannity. They don't seem to realize, and I'm not saying that they didn't take it a shot, it's just interesting they report on it. But in many ways, for a long time, we've had to sort of, in this business, we've had to almost apologize for the fact that there are more people in political talk radio who are on the right than on the left. And nobody seems to grasp the idea that even though there are four or five good left-of-center hosts, for sure, because there are more right-of-center hosts, that doesn't mean that they're better. Just more of them.
Nor does it mean that Talkers Magazine is a conservative publication.
No.
Because we report the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Because the fact that Rush Limbaugh on our list is the most important talk show host in America, which he is by almost every possible yardstick,
yes.
Even if you hate him,
yep.
Even if he's the most hated, that makes him important. That doesn't mean that we're endorsing conservative politics. And I have people say to me all the time, how could you possibly support this guy? And I say, well, or Howard Stern is on that list. How
right.
could you possibly support a smut peddler like Howard Stern? Hey, I'm just a messenger. And we believe in free speech. And free speech and the free marketplace of ideas and the free capitalistic marketplace of meritocracy are not based on some type of empirical fairness, some government regulation that if you have one of these, you've got to have one of those. That's not natural.
No, and nor is it desirable. We've been through the time, you and I have been through the time, when there was the so-called fairness doctrine, which basically ruins free speech. And under the circumstance, the good thing, it's gone. But there are always those people around. We talk about them from time to time. We want to seemingly reintroduce it because the other side's not getting a fair shake. You know what?
Well, it's always the other side that wants to reintroduce it, no matter what the other side is.
Right, exactly.
And
thing,
and you know what's interesting, Doug, is I personally despise politics, even though I'm deeply involved in it.
Yeah.
And I am nonpartisan because I see a very broad picture and I see different points of view, and I believe you've got to be in somebody's shoes to understand how they feel. That there's a reason why people have certain feelings and may disagree with you on what's best for public policy. But that being said, dealing with politics, when talk radio got in bed with politics so deeply, it suffers the slings and arrows, the crossfire of dirty political battles. And these political websites see everything through a political lens. They don't understand that broadcasting is a business that is not designed to get people elected. People might get elected as a result of it, but it's not there to do that. So if Rush Limbaugh is losing his influence, say, over getting people elected, that doesn't mean he's losing his influence as a broadcaster or his success as a broadcaster. And we view it from the broadcasting industry perspective, not from the political one. And it has bedeviled me for years that I have to deal with that, but I do.
All right. So here's another adjunct to this. I think we've talked here about the former governor of Connecticut, Mr. Rowland, who was working on WTIC, which is one of the really great, well-run talk radio stations in the country. Wouldn't you agree with that? You worked on TIC. I almost worked on TIC.
I was the one who brought talk to TIC back in the early 90s.
Right.
It was a music station.
Yeah.
It's a great station, but it certainly has been tarnished by Governor Rowland.
Well, tell that story a little bit. And I'm bringing it up because it sort of speaks to what you were talking about before in terms of the political ramifications. Here's a guy that sold his soul, and the ownership and management of the station didn't have any idea what he was doing, but he's a really dirty guy, apparently.
He's obviously pathological,
yeah,
because he had everything going for him. He was a very popular political figure in Connecticut. He ran for governor, lost, ran again, won. He became the governor of Connecticut, then got thrown out and went to jail for corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes out of jail. He gets a job as a talk show host at WTIC, which is a very lofty position indeed in Connecticut, especially there. TIC is a very influential, powerful station in Connecticut. It's like having an office. You know, it's like being elected when you're on the air there. And he got in trouble again for corruption and is back in violation of the law and has put the station into a very, very precarious and embarrassing position. So he's obviously pathologically corrupt.
All right, so let's carry that. I'm going to pause for a moment here. I want to carry that one step further to another example of that sort of thing, as these characters seem to come, go, come, go, come, go, and there seems to always be a market for characters like this. Stand by for that as we continue to examine what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some small business solutions for the spring season. The ergonomic LG Tone Ultra Bluetooth wireless headset was designed to offer seamless communication in your life. Make hands-free calls and listen to music with easy access controls. JBL Signature Sound provides great fidelity while delivering up to 15 hours of talk time. It's available in black and white for under $100. Dyson's new V6 Absolute Cordless Stick Vac picks up everything. It's the most powerful cordless vacuum on the market today and the first to feature HEPA filtration. It comes with 2 cleaner heads for powerful performance on carpets and hard floors. The V6 Absolute is now available at Dyson.com. Canon's Maxify MB2320 printer delivers high speeds, affordable, high-quality printing, and cloud storage capability. Its huge 500-sheet paper capacity, fax and scanning features promise seamless performance. Canon always provides their award-winning U.S.-based support. The MB2320 has an MSRP under $200. Carbonite's affordable automatic business backup pro and server plans provide secure cloud storage to an unlimited number of devices. Your business data will always be safe, so much so Carbonite even meets HIPAA's strict requirements. Carbonite provides anytime access to your data from any device. Enter code SPRING and get 3 bonus months free at Carbonite.com. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with what I describe as a classy, sort of dependable overview every week of what's going on in this. This is a knockdown, drag-out industry sometimes. We were talking about wrestling before, but the talk radio world is that as well. It's a sort of verbal jousting or wrestling goes on sometimes, and some people find that interesting and entertaining. Some people look for different sorts of things. That's why we got different kinds of talk radio programs. Hello, duh. So you were talking about John Roland. That's how you pronounce it. Is it Roland or Rollin?
It's Roland.
Roland, okay. Who was former host, former governor in Connecticut, and went to jail, came back, went on WTIC. And as you're telling that story about him being as corrupt as he was, my mind goes directly to Providence. And the story of the former mayor, Buddy Cianci, who was on the air. Well, no, let's see. I think he first was convicted of being a crook, went to jail, came out, and went on the radio. Then he ran for office again. He got convicted of more crimes, went back to jail, got out of jail, went back on the radio. Now he's thinking of running for office again, I think.
I think he ran and I think he lost.
Okay, all right.
So I think...
Am I right? Was that trail about what happened?
You're close. I'm not personally familiar with the second round in jail.
Yeah.
So I have to plead ignorance to
I
that.
I think that happened. Anyway, but it speaks to what we were talking about before, these guys. You know, again, and Tom Likas, who is a very influential talk radio host for many, many years, does a podcast now, he used to begin his program by saying what he wasn't, and one of the things he wasn't was a convicted felon, which was a shot at G. Gordon Liddy, I think, when he first came out with it. But then there were other people who have been on the air that have, you know, spent time in jail. Does that make them more interesting characters? Maybe to a point it does. You know,
it depends on why they went to jail.
Yeah.
You know, the reason we have, you know, law and lawyers and judges and juries and gradations of law and first degree, second degree, third degree is because there's different shades of gray in the level of crime. There are felonies, there are misdemeanors, there's murder in the first degree, there's manslaughter. I mean, you know, there's bribery, there are slimy, slimy, dirty, disgusting crimes, and then there are some crimes that are just, you know, like nobody gets hurt, why are they even on the books?
Right. Well, it's like using drugs. Right. Another big controversy in California on talk radio this week. The governor has proposed... actually, I guess there's a national proposal to do this as well, cutting back on, because there's prison crowding, overcrowding, and so the people who are in jail for crimes that don't hurt anybody, and drug usage doesn't usually hurt anybody unless you are involved in, like, drinking and hurt somebody in a car. But that and changing the amount of money federally we spend for defense is something that a lot of people are working on because there's just so much money spent there. Anyway, it's very interesting to see how these things are picked apart by the various hosts on the air, and I think it represents usually a pretty good conversation, don't you think?
There's no question. And also, talk show hosts should be colorful, because it's all about people being interested in them and what they have to say, mm-hmm. and what they bring to the table in terms of their life experience. So, okay, I have nothing against somebody getting a job if they're an ex-con. I'm all for, people reforming and redemption. I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just are natural-born snakes, and you bring a snake into your house, it's going to bite you. So I think that the companies that hire these people have to do a little bit more soul-searching and scrutiny mm-hmm. as to what kind of crime and what kind of character these people have. Believe it or not, I always found G. Gordon Liddy to be an honorable man.
I like the guy. You and I have known him for a long time. I like him a lot. He's a wonderful guy.
If I had to be in a foxhole with him,
I
wouldn't mind that at all.
Absolutely. No, he was terrific. All right, let's spend the moments that we have remaining, and there are only a few. Number 10 on the story list this week, the discussion of the Final Four, sports talk radio, things are getting excited, the baseball season gets started. I am very interested in how we have in regular talk radio, the ratings are driven by usually the political seasons and or things that are in the news that are important. Is that the same in sports talk radio? Is there a tremendous following for the Final Four, and will that impact the ratings of the talk radio that focuses on sports?
Yes, especially in places where college basketball is big, if not bigger than professional basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, for example, in the state of Connecticut, the UConn Huskies are the most popular team in Connecticut, more so than any professional team.
Really?
In many parts of the country, college and university sports are bigger than professional.
Wow. I did not realize that, but it doesn't surprise me. I think there's so much money made on betting in the March Madness stuff. I think it's almost obscene.
So that's a whole other story. You and I touched on this recently about the state of colleges and universities today.
Yep.
And to use a phrase, don't get me started.
Okay, I won't, because we're out of time.
I don't think we have enough time.
Check out Talkers Magazine, the weekly overview, because it is the Bible of the talk radio industry, the talk media. At talkers.com, you'll find Talkers Magazine, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Service with a smile comes from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, professor. You're always wondering, what am I going to... What's the newest way to introduce Wiseman on
the program? Bon vivant. Yeah, I'm always waiting to hear it.
Bon vivant. He's a bon vivant. He's a lawyer who's a bon vivant. Founder of Scamicide.com, which is a terrific website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. They're everywhere. There's a new one every week. And so he's up to date on that important information. He's also up to date on the legal ramifications of the things that are a part of our overview, the talk topics of the week. I suppose number one is the Religious Freedom Act and all the controversy and what really was said there legally. What'd you make of all that?
You know, this was something where I don't think the media did a really good job of reporting it, because first of all, I saw a number of reports likening it to a similar piece of legislation that was enacted by the federal government in 1993. But frankly, in the federal legislation dealt with federal rights interfering with freedom of religion. This one in Indiana, very frankly, was set up to intend to allow allow businesses to discriminate against gay people. And I say that because, first of all, you just take a look at the picture when this bill was initially signed. And behind, as the invited guests, behind the governor were a number of different groups who were all virulently anti-gay. So when he was saying it was not intended to discriminate, that wasn't, he was being disingenuous. But frankly, I think the uproar was really good. And I do think that an effort is being made to remove the anti-gay discrimination. And you can have a law that protects religious rights and protects people from discrimination. Utah did it. And really, all you need to do is copy what they did there.
Yeah. But so the way they were cleaned up later in the week, do you see that as fixing the problem? Both Arkansas and Indiana say they try
to deal with fixing it. Yeah, I'm really waiting to see some of this stuff. The proof is in the pudding, and I want to see if it is still attempted to be used as a defense. It would appear to me that it should be okay, but I'd like to see how the law is implemented.
Is this a Supreme Court natural sooner or later?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, is this something that really is done under the guise of religious freedom, but truly is something that is being used for discrimination? And, you know, frankly, to me, the biggest thing that I took out of this whole thing was when I saw the number of groups that supported the gay community in this. And it included players like Walmart, which I wasn't expecting, and then showing that it was over, NASCAR spoke out in favor of gay rights. So the battle is done.
All right, Boston Marathon bombing trial.
The Boston Marathon trial, the prosecution arrested after, I think, 90-something witnesses. The defense was never arguing that Tsarnaev didn't commit the crime. What they're trying to do is aim toward the penalty phase and have him not get the death penalty. They're trying to say that he was under the influence of his brother. Interesting, in the Hernandez trial, the prosecution is already arrested there, and the defense is not expected to put on more than a couple of witnesses. We don't know if Hernandez will go on the stand. I doubt it, and that should go to the jury next week, too.
All right, so was it important that the owner of the Patriots Craft testified? I saw a lot of news media reports that it was a big deal.
I don't know why. I don't know what the purpose of having him up there was. I mean, it really it didn't gain anything to the prosecution's case they put him on. The defense, it really didn't do anything there. You know, Robert Kraft is a successful owner. It was a bit embarrassing for him to be up there. And frankly, you can understand it. Testifying in a murder trial is a very stressful thing, but I don't know why the heck they put him on the stand.
All right, 30 seconds on Hillary Clinton's email, the probe, legal. Last week, I think we said there was no legal connection to, or any negative legal connection to this. You still feel that way as this thing continues to be churned by the news media?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, a lot of it's been tied to Benghazi, and that's it's a good connection because there have been a number of investigations already showing that there was nothing untoward that was done in Benghazi. It's going to last as a story for a while, but ultimately it doesn't have legs.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor, and I won't do the Balmy Vaughn again. Scamicide.com is one of the websites that he is in charge of, which will help you with the scams, and there are plenty of them around. So check out Scamicide.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.